Rabbi Zeiv Iduna.
Evening. It says in this week's parsha, the halacha of bishul basa b'chalav. It says in the pasuk, le'savashel gedi b'chalev imoy. It's one mustn't cook basa together with chalav. If we look in the parsha, it doesn't say anywhere about eating basa b'chalav. All it speaks about is about being mevashel basa b'chalav. If we look in the whole Torah, always it's mentioned three times the halacha of basa b'chalav. And all three times it says, le'savashel gedi b'chalev imoy. It doesn't mention anything about eating basa b'chalav. It's the Gemara in Chulin, Kuftas Vav on base. The Gemara says, as how do you know Issa Achila and Issa Hano? The Gemara says, it says three times, Gimu Pa'amim, Echad Issa Achila, the Echad Issa Hano, the Echad Issa Bishul. Since the Torah three times, it's come to be Marbe, the second time it's come to be Marbe, the Issa Achila, and the third Pasuk, Ulisvashadi B'chalev Imo, it's come to be Marbe, the Issa Hano. So we'll go through all three Yisroim. The first Issa is the Issa of Bishul. So one mustn't cook basa together with chalav. And the Issa of Bishul is nothing got to do with intention. You have to eat it, not to eat it. The actual Bishul is asa. Nothing got to do with Achila. Therefore, if one's working by a goy, or one's working in a gosher restaurant, one can't be mevashel basa together with chalav. He's over on the Issa d'oraisa. That's the Issa of Bishul. The second Issa, the Issa of Achila, is the Torah says, we learn out of this pasuk, it's also to eat basa together with chalav. It's the shame to speak out, as this issa doesn't mean it's not going on every time, we must eat milk together with basa, only if it was cooked together. If it wasn't cooked together, if the meat wasn't cooked together with the chalav, there's no issa d'oraisa b'chla. And the shame say it, that's why the Torah wrote it in Alashon Loisavashal, why didn't the Torah write Loisoichal, not you shouldn't eat basa together with chalav? It's come to tell us, that to be meramaz to us, that the whole Issa Achila is only if it was cooked together. Third Issa is the Issa of Hano. As if it was cooked, also the Sushrein read is the same thing, if it was cooked together, then there's an Issa, you're not allowed to be nene, so it's going to come out that one mustn't sell it to a goy, and one mustn't give it to the animal to eat, because through that you're going to be nene from the basa b'chalav, and made it asa midoraisa.
Can't sell cooked.
Yeah.
If you didn't cook it, you can't sell somebody else's.
Someone else's also. Who's going to be nana? If I'm being nana for me, then the chayyeh would also be asked. Someone else gave it to me, or I'm selling it, so it depends who's being nana. If the guy cooked it, the guy could sell it, but if I'm selling it, I'm going to get the money, so I'm going to be nana. It's going to be my ano.
If I'm selling in the shop, you're selling behind the counter.
If I'm selling behind the counter, oh, so you're not really getting ano, unless you're getting a commission. If you're getting a commission, if you're getting a wage, yeah. If you get paid per hour, if you're paying per hour, then you're not going to get hano if you're going to sell it or not. Chayyeh.
Oh, the boss is see you doing a good job. I mean,
if you sell, if you put it on a nice plate. Yeah, but you'll see. It's, I definitely want to think. Yeah, bonjour. Oh, so we have to know what goes under the category of bishul. Pashas would think bishul means cooking. You take a pot of water, you fill it up with water, and you're putting it, or fill it up with milk, and you're putting it in meat. That's called bishul. But anything else, if you're roasting meat together with milk, or together with cheese, that's called roasting. That won't go into the issa. And you won't be over an issa deraisa. And if you'll be able to, midraisa, you'll be able to eat it. And you'll be able to have anah. If I go right, as I forgot one point, as a midrabanon, it's always asa. You mustn't eat basa b'chalav midrabanon. Whatever happens, it doesn't matter if you did cook or didn't cook, midrabanon made the issa. You must never eat basa together with chalav. That's the issa midrabanon. So we're handing down the issa deraisa. Midraisa, and there's enough commitment to grab the deraisa, because we need to know if you're allowed to do the actual putting together. If I'm working in a by goy's house, am I allowed to, if he asks me to roast, can I roast for him basa b'chalav? Is the poskim bring a lot of rayas, as even though the Torah Lashon Bishul, which literally means cooking, but it's also going on Tzli as well. It's going on roasting also. The Torah chose one as a mashal, but who had in different forms of cooking. Tzli as well.
Over the third?
Oh, that's a very, very big shayla. It's a very big shayla. Do you have to, by Shabbos, we know cooking means over a third. There's a big shaila about this. Do you need also over a third to gather the issa? So if he asked me to cook it less than a third, am I allowed to do it for him? That's a very big shaila. The Chavos Das and many others, they want to say to gather the milk. There's not the whole thing of a third is to gather the meat or a potato. You're always going to have a problem with the milk. The milk's liquid, and now you'll have a problem straight away. Yeah, but so they speak out that get the challah's going to get the juice of the meat, and that you'll get straight away. So there's going to be a problem beside the connection of the challah with the juice of the basar. Yeah, there's a lot of speak about this. It's a big one of the big shine. Cooking it means roasting as well. We've got a few other cases where we have a shayla. What happens to gabi iru? So we know the gabi Shabbos, Bishop of gabi Shabbos. There's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. What happens if you take a pot and you pour it over potatoes? You take it straight from the fire. So when you take it off the fire, it stays with it. It's still called the klirishon. It doesn't lose its halacha of klirishon, because since it heats up through the fire, the walls are still boiling from the fire. It's still called, if you put now a potato inside, it'll be called a bishul. What happens if you pour it over a potato? There's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Iru klirishon, does it stay with the halacha of klirishon or not? Is the shach wants to go in the basa b'chalav l'chumra, and he says if you pour, let's say, a pot of milk over a piece of meat, that will have halacha of bishul. It retains its heat, and the joining point, as soon as it's going to land on the meat, that first second, that's going to have halacha of bishul of basa b'chalav. The chumra like these are shayna. But that's only if it goes all the way from the pot on the way to the meat. It's going to be nifsaka kiluach. What happens is you're going to pour out a drop, and it's not going to be joined all the way up to the pot. It loses its strength of the klirishon, and mela will not be mevashel. That's all, everyone's masculine. It comes out that we have roasting, and even pouring something from a pot, milk onto a piece of meat, is also going to shach, goes l'chumra, so it's a problem of bishul basar b'chalav. Now we've got another two cases we have to speak about. What happens in chamei tveri? Chamei tveri is the waters in tveri, which is boiling hot, and it's got a koyach to be mevashel, it can cook in it, and you can cook in it the same way like you can cook on a fire, inside the object, what you're being, inside the food, what you're cooking in it, it's cooking. But the Rishonim say they come from Yishalmi, as there's no issa of being mevashel, not the Gabi Shabbos, or not the Gabi Basar B'chalav. Very interesting thing. The Shaila is why? It's that the Mefarshim Amazbe, that even though it's called cooking, it's got the koyach of cooking, but there's something called Derech Bishul Asur Torah. And Torah speaks about cooking, we talk about the normal way of cooking. It's a big clan in Basar B'chalav. It's not the normal way of cooking something. It doesn't go under the... It doesn't go... Mama's going to come this in a minute. Oh, yeah, no, very good. Yeah, the Avraham wants to say mekayach this. He wants to argue on the shach. And he says, Ein zeh derech bishul. If you're pouring over a milk onto a piece of meat, that's not how we cook. So he says that doesn't go into the issa. So if the guy is going to ask you in his kitchen to pour the milk onto the meat, no problem whatsoever. Because that's not called derech bishul. And the Rechonos Mazda, this halacha of derech bishul is halacha all over the Torah by, let's say, Gabi Ksiva on Shabbos. If you do it klachayad, you're not over on Issa Ksiva. Hagamas, some people can write beautifully klachayad. But that's not the normal way. People don't write klachayad. This halacha in all halachas in the Torah has to be the normal manner. The normal way of doing it is therefore over here, Bachami Tveria, that's not the way of cooking. And so to the Yad of Ramah, to Shadda too, when you're pouring it over, that's not called the normal way of cooking. But there's no Issa of bishul. And they say also Bachamma as well, the same heta, if you're doing it under the sun. If you cook under the sun, that's not how people cook. Mela, you cook normally through fire, the koyach of heat, Mela, you're not being over. Now one more case, one final case of Cham Bacham. You've got a hot piece of meat and a hot piece of cheese, and you put them next to each other. And there's a koyach of bishul, they're dry, it's not like a normal tzliya, it's mamish dry, but they've got the isbliyas going over. It's got a koyach, they're both boiling hot and a klirishon. Is on that, the Marshal says, that's also not the normal way of cooking. So we have, there's no Issa Bishul Basar B'chalav. So if you do that, you're not over on Issa Bishul Basar B'chalav. And Midraisa, you'll be able to eat it and be able to have enough from it. Midrabanan will be a problem because each one's got in it, but so the other one's Midrabanan, it's us to eat because you're never allowed to eat a Basar B'chalav together.
Can I make a cheeseburger?
What?
Can I make a cheeseburger?
So you're saying they're Midraisa, both of us, it's dry. Both of them are dry. What? Where's it? Oh, so there it's a double gush. Hot burger. Right? So there's a dava gush. What? Yeah, but you'll have this head of not derech bishul. Yeah, it won't be derech. Feed this mashal. Yeah. To make a double burger won't be a problem.
With a cheeseburger,
yeah, you can make it. That's not derech bishul. It's not derech bishul. Even with darbonon, yeah, that's not the way of cooking. Only the achila. There'll be an issur mejabanan to eat it, but the actual making of it, even mejabanan will be mutter. So now let's come back to the shaila of someone's pouring over his gravy onto the dustbin, and he's got another leftover from his breakfast, and he's what's going to be the halacha? We've got one more shaila, another shaila on Erev Pesach. He's got his dustbin, he's gone to, he's emptied out his freezer, he's found out the cheesecake from Shavuos and the meat barakas from Sukkos. He's putting it in the fire, and he's got a problem with it. He's been mavashal basa together with cholov. Is he allowed to throw it in or not? We have over here a Ramah. The Ramah says, if you've got a goy in your house and he brings in his pots and he puts it onto the coals, the Ramah says it's also to stir the coals because you're going to be over on a bishul basa b'chalav. The goy's pots, he's used it for fleishig, he's used it for milk, he's got a blias of basa on chalav. It comes out now you're being over on an issa bishul basa b'chalav. As they stay in the Ramah. The Shach says it's a chumrah, we're not going to go with this chumrah. There's loads of different reasons why what the Shach meant, why we're not going to go with this chumrah. But Rabbi Kveger's got a kasha, he doesn't understand why should it be asa. The chayr will have a het of davash einu mischaven. If you're not mechaven to do it, if you're doing it for a different purpose, if you're mechaven over here to mevashal the pasta in the pot, even though the bria is coming out basa and chalav, I don't have any. That's not my kavana. So we have a klanin everywhere in the Torah. A davash einu mischaven. If you're not mechaven for that, there's no issa. Well, you can do it like a chila. I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it to cook the pasta. So it might be blitz coming up, but that's not my. I'm not doing it for that. No problem. And again, it's a situation. It might be it's bad. It's going to happen. But he's got the oruch. He wants to the oruch hold. If you're not interested in it, even if you know it's going to happen, it's not a problem. As they tie it to the kveiga, is simela. Come back to the shayla over here. Could be both shaylas. We'll start first with the shayla of when you're pouring over the gravy onto the dustbin. So we've got quite a few starting from the beginning. First of all, if you hold that once it leaves the pot, it doesn't have any more the kerch of a kliyushin, then it's definitely mutar. If we show him, we hold it's only when it's inside that pot which is on the fire, it's got a kerch of kliyushin. Once it leaves, it's got no kerch of bishul, then it's going to be mutar. Definitely. The shaykh was machmeh, he wanted to heal, he was scared. No, he wanted machmeh for the shayla, we hold that iru kliyushin has got a din of kliyushin. So if you pour out a drop, and then it leaves, it's not any more joint, so it's nifsak hakiluach, there'll be no problem at all, it's going to be mutter, because that's it's lost its kerech of kliyushin. Now, even if you're pouring it all the way down, so we've got the Yad Avram, we wanted to just hold it, that's not called derech bishul. Derech bishul means cooking it in a pot of water or roasting, that's derech bishul. It's not called derech bishul. Even if you're going to go with the shach, who didn't want to have that heta of, that's not derech bishul, we have Rebbe Kveiga. Kveiga holds us whenever you're doing it for a different purpose. I'm not doing it to try and be mevashal, I'm just trying to get rid of my rubbish. That's not a problem, because I'm not mechaven to do a bishul, I'm mechaven just to throw it out, and that memela is going to happen, that's not called a problem. It's memela l'chur over here, you've got kama reasons to be matted to pour the hot gravy onto the, even though the breakfast is there, still in the dustbin. And what I did by burning the chametz as well, the same thing, when you're burning the chametz on Erev Pesach, you're not no intentions b'chlal to come along and cook the cheesecake together with the fleishig berekas, got absolutely no intention of that, you're trying to burn it. You're trying to get rid of it, and even though it's going to happen at the same time, it's going to be, it might be the same time, bishul going on, that doesn't matter. The Ramah is Choshish over there. So I over there, this is Bekega's question. Bekega wants to say, there's someone to learn, and that's why the Shach argued and said, that's only a Chumrah, you don't have to worry about it also for this reason. Because you're not Mechavan. So we've got the Shach, and we've got Bekega also to rely on. And it could be another reason why we can matter over here. It's a big shayla. There's a halacha of ein bishul acha bishul by Shabbos. There's a big shayla guy basa b'chalav. Do we say the same thing? Ein bishul acha bishul. Once something was already cooked, it's been cooked already. There's no issa of re-cooking it because it's already been cooked. So made over here, the soup's ready to be, the gravy's ready to be cooked. So you're pouring it over. That's not a problem because it's already been cooked. But that's not so pasha because some hold that's only if it's cooked once, been cooked together, then to re-cook it's not a problem because nothing's changing. Everything's already been done. But since over here it hasn't yet, you haven't made the mixture together, even if one's been cooked by itself, or even if both would be cooked by itself, now you're mixing in, that's called you're making a whole new cooking, and Mela, that's that won't go into the cloud of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, so Mela over here will be a problem. What? Right. No, it's the pizza house, but. What? Bishul Acha Fia. Right. No, but okay, but the soup's been cooked already. You have to have both, you need both. Two separate things. If just over, you can. If you're not over, you say you can have each one. You can be over each one by itself. Right. Right. Yeah. So you think each one by itself will have a separate bishul. But by fire on the Erev Pesach, could we have another heter? I'm thinking about maybe that stamos is not called bishul. If you're burning something, that's not called cooking. If you're burning it, it's a whole different, you're doing a whole different pu'ula. It's not called the pu'ula of cooking, that's called the pu'ula of burning. It's, you're burning it, you're destroying it, that's bechlal, it doesn't go under the category of bishul. That could be your thinking about it, but you have to know if it's mamish, you have to know. I'm not taking a chayas on that one, but I'm just finish off in the parasha, just to bring it connected to the parasha of when the Kalisong got the Torah, Matan Torah this week, the Nasav Nishma, the end of the parasha, it says the Shittim Kubetzes in Bechiris, Vavon Beis, brings down Yishalmi. Now the Malachim went to Rebbeinu Shleim and they asked, why can't we have the Torah? Is Rebbeinu Shleim said, it's by when you came by Avraham Avinu, you were over on the Issa of Achilas Basa B'Cholav. Is as the stipler, it wasn't cooked together. We were just saying the whole time, the Issa, even by the way, the Issa of Achilas, only if the Tanai has to have been cooked together. There wasn't done Bishul, there's no Bishul over there. Is this, what the stipler says, is Malachim are like Eish, they're like fire. Is when they put it in the hands of Basa and the Cholav, it got cooked together. It's made of. Why? They just put it there and have a memela. What? It's burning. I think it burned it completely. It didn't burn it out completely. They managed to put it in their mouth afterwards, I imagine. Yeah, but how oh, sorry, what happened to this? Is made. We see as the we see by the Malachim, Mamash has pushed one is once they're over on the Issa of Achilas Basa B'Cholav, they run Zeich to the Torah. We should all be Zeich to know the halachas and keep them.
What do you think about the tackle of the pipe?